Hey, Swan, it's Julian. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I did set you everything this morning from FedEx.
The last page I got on the fax said that it may be incomplete. It said that something may have got interrupted. I'll read it to you right now. Give me one second.
Well, what do you need right now?
So right now I'm still missing. Sorry, hold on. I sent it to you in an email. I'm checking right now, though.
Yeah, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you charge me the fee
No, there's no fee for applying, no.
for the loan? Or okay, because otherwise I wouldn't do anything because I'm looking for a better rate than the one that I had before.
Yeah, no way. No, I wouldn't. I'm not going to charge you anything for applying, and I'll tell you if there's any fees or anything like that for sure.
Yeah,
But
by the way, I don't want to get 50, try to get 30 on.
wait, I'm sorry?
Just try to get 30 the target, not 30K, not 50.
30K, not 50. Okay, hold on.
Okay. Because, I don't want a lot that I have to pay back.
No problem. What typically what we'll do is we'll approve you for the maximum amount possible, but you don't have to take all of it. So say if we approve you for 50K, but you only want 20K, you only have to take 20K. It's flexible.
So how you process? You wire the money to my bank account, or you send me a check?
No, we wire it directly to your account.
Yeah, but I have a business account. It's under the same business name, but a different account. So if you need to wire, I need to wire your different account, not the same account.
Well, the loan's going to be based on the cash flow of that account. So the bank statements that you sent me from Wells Fargo, it would get wired into that account. But you can move it anywhere you want after that.
No, because I have a designated account for the one I use to operate and another one I use I do the payment. So
Yeah.
that's a two different things.
No problem. We can work all that out. I just want to make
Yeah,
sure
because
that you.
I don't like to because the cheap apartment, I don't like to and this money I have to move into that is my payment account. The other account is my operation account. So I have to sell it again.
I get it.
From
Yeah,
yeah.
that's totally fine. So this is what we're still missing. The July merchant account, page 3. June merchant account, all pages. March bank statement, all pages. And then May bank statement, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, well, I need that edit all this morning, and I got my quite a lot of money if you send to FedEx. But okay, I try again. Okay,
Try again. I didn't let me just sorry, let me just read you what it told me in your email. Hold on. Yeah, here it is. It said, "We're sorry, but your incoming fax may be incomplete. Please call the center to verify your fax to request a resend." So you said you did it through FedEx Kinko's?
Yeah, good morning. Just
Okay.
asking about 1 p.m.
Yeah,
Oh.
they failed. So they shouldn't charge you again because they failed.
Wow.
They I
Okay.
got the I got
Wow.
the I got like the first 6 pages.
Oh yeah, they do have this. It's okay. They was in the I don't know what happened, but they charged me for it.
Yeah, they shouldn't charge you again because it didn't go through. We've been receiving faxes all day, so I know it's not anything on our end. But do you want me to send you the page that I got from them that it says may be incomplete or something or no?
That's okay. Never here. I wrote you number. That's my home here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll look for the fax today, and because I want to get this submitted before I leave today. Okay, because I know we were trying to get this.